Right, we're live again.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in a good mood. Live's going to be up, guys. Y'all want to call in, y'all can. Don't forget to subscribe to Man Mindset at Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff, because we might be doing a Riding with the Dean show tomorrow, so make sure y'all check that out. But y'all can call in. The lines are open. But in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and read the chat room, which y'all can call in if y'all have any questions. But, guys, Wednesday show, I'm up. I'm going to change the game up, guys. I got something for you. So, where's my dog at? Who was that saying that? O-Town. Don't get any business cards, O-Town. I got something else for you, dog. Oh, I got something for you. And I got something else for you, dog. Oh, my, my, my. Well, hey, when I saw it, I told all the dogs. And they were like, dude, I don't know why you should share that. This is lacing. Oh, I got to lace, but I'm going to lace you. If I know it, you're going to know it Wednesday show. I'm going to show you something new. We're elevating the Approach Boot Camp, guys. We're going to elevate it. We're moving up to another level. And, oh, don't buy no business card. I got you, oh. We elevate. Okay, so let's get back to the chat messages. I'm just going from the bottom up. But that's what we were saying before, women having the principles. Guys, that's why I tell you guys, listen, there is no reason why you guys cannot do what women are doing. There is no rule that states that you cannot have women driving you around. There's no rule that states you can't have women cooking for you. There's no law that states you can't have a masseuse. Guys, I'm going to get y'all crayons out. I'm going to tell y'all what y'all should have. Come on. All right, check this out. This is what y'all should have. You guys should have, I'll just say one, because I mean, y'all ain't advanced yet. You should have, and I repeat, you should have a morning woman, okay? The morning woman consists of cooking breakfast for you in the morning. That means if you stay the night at her house, she's waking you up with a nice breakfast. All right? You should have, let me get to this. Let me show y'all, because we spend game today. Oh, shoot. I'm sorry. Here we go. All right, guys, you should have, the first one you should have right here, let me show y'all. I didn't pull it up. All right, the first one. You should have, and they come in three. You should have the woman that cooks breakfast. You should have a lunch or a brunch woman. And you should have a dinner woman. That's just three. That's lunch, brunch, and dinner. That means when you want a nice hot meal, you should be able to call her up and say, I'm coming over. I want steaks. I want baked chicken, whatever you want. If you want a regiment salad, I don't care. You should have three women, lunch, breakfast, and dinner. Now, if you want to get a little nasty, there can be a dessert woman, where, you know, she can make you cupcakes and cookies and sweets, but that's here nor there, okay? That should be number one on your list, okay? Now, the next group of women you should have, other than those three, you should have a massage woman. That means when you have a long day at work that's stressing you out, you should be able to call that woman up. She turns out all the lights. She puts candles around, maybe some incense, some soft music, and she answers the door in a robe with no clothes on. This ain't for sex. This is giving you a full body massage naked. Just take a robe off. Lay you facing the pillow, and she's rubbing you down from head to toe to get all the creaks out of your body. You should have a massage woman, one that will massage you when you're having a long day. The next woman you should have You should have a woman that you chill with. Now, a chill woman is the woman that, okay, if you're a wine guy, a beer guy, or a liquor guy, you could call her up and say, you know what, I just want to relax. And what she'll do is when you get to the door, she has your favorite drink, you sit down, and you just chill, watch TV, and relax. That's what her job is. That's all she would, a relaxed chick. The next chick you should have is a nurse. Now, I know you guys can take care of yourselves when you're not feeling good. But guys, you should have a woman that when you're not feeling good, because you know women, see, when a woman really into you, they love taking care of you guys. Oh, man, hey guys. When a woman knows that you say, oh, my God, let me take care of you. Guys, you should have a nurse. That means she's going to go to Panera Bread, get that chicken soup, the cocoa, whatever. She's going to get the Vicks rape rugs, the hot towels, and all she's going to do is take care of you. That's all her job is just to check your temperature, give you soup, and just leave you alone and just constantly check on you to make sure you're better. You should have a nurse. Let's see what else you should have. Oh, guys, now for my advanced guys, you should have a home away from home chick. Now, that's advanced, so I don't really want to get into that. But, guys, you should have at least two or three women that have a flat screen TV, your Xbox, your PlayStation, surround sound, and all your food. You should have your Cocoa Krispies, your Fruity Pebbles, your Rice Krispies, your Captain Crunch. I don't know if y'all do that because it scratches the back of your tongue, the top of your roof. The Captain Crunch. You should have your favorite drinks, your favorite waters, your favorite meals, your favorite snacks. You should have a few of those. Okay? You should have a few of those. So, guys, what I'm saying is, and I'm not done, guys. Look. All those women will be a chauffeur for you. So you really don't need a chauffeur. But, guys, please understand when I say this. Women have that. Why don't you? Women have that. And listen, I don't necessarily, okay, now there's rules to this one. I know women have banks, but I don't want you guys to have banks. Because I don't want a woman feeling like, see, the thing about women, when they buy you stuff, they think they own you. So you kind of got to kind of sway away from women that want to buy you jewelry, watches, shoes, and stuff like that. Pay your rent, give you money and stuff. Kind of want to be careful about those because those are the ones that try to control you. Let me see. Let me get back to my, see what they're saying here. See what my dogs are saying here. Yeah, Captain Crunch. Yeah, yeah. I know, you know about that Captain Crunch. Yeah, you know about that Captain Crunch. Yeah. You know, yeah. No. Guys, all I'm trying to say for you guys, what's good for the goose, good for the gander. She has guys begging for her time. Why don't you have women begging for yours? She says no to a bunch of guys. Why can't you say no to a bunch of women? She's got a bunch of options. Why don't you? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm trying to tell y'all. That's what this is about. Come on, man. Let's see what they're saying here. Let's see here. Clay, that's how it's supposed to be. That's what I want y'all to see. As long as y'all have and y'all are building on these women like that, then you're not gonna be scared of them. You're not gonna worry about them leaving you and all that other stuff. You're not gonna care. That's what I'm trying to get you guys to see. That's what's important to me. That's why I'm trying to show you how all this stuff works. That's what all this is important to me. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. So what I'm saying is this. Oh, let me say something. Hold on, I gotta say something. Hold on a second. Wait. Let's see. So what I'm saying, I'm gonna get back to y'all. But this is what I'm trying to get y'all to see. This is what I'm trying to say to y'all guys. You see it putting y'all on game. Tell them, Steve, I care. Well, I don't want you to care because they don't care. Well, I'm glad you were kept. That's cool. And again, you don't have to be kept. I'm just kind of reading what y'all saying and stuff. Oh, yeah. I got something for you Wednesday, dog. I got something for you Wednesday. Wednesday, we got a game changer. No. Hey, wait a second. Whoa. I'm not joking. I know y'all think I'm crazy. Look, I know y'all think I'm smoking herbs. But I'm telling you, when a woman is really into you and she wants your time, and you always got to find, that's why I keep telling you, find out what her talent is so you can put her in the proper category. If she can't cook, she ain't going to be a morning, noon, and night cook, right? But you can find other uses for it. Hey, if you can't cook, I'm sure you can massage. I'm sure you can rub a body back and his feet and his ankles and stuff. Y'all think I'm crazy. I'm serious. Save my theater ticket and any fun event tickets to write my number on and have them ready. Chicks always look for the detail. No, UT. I got something deeper than that. No. UT, we got something deep. Yeah, Jay, I got something better. Jay, we're going to change the game on Wednesday. We're going to change the game up on Wednesday. We changed the game up on Wednesday, man. I'm looking forward to that. No. All right, wait. Let me take G-Dog UK. I'm going to tell you why you're wrong. I guess you haven't listened to the testimonials that we have on our thing, because just because she's online, see, this is what y'all don't understand. Let me tell you about online real quick. Hold on a second. Give me 2 seconds. Hold on. Let me see, 7. Alright, so let me explain something about y'all understand about the game. See, UK, this shows what you don't know, brother. Gentlemen, I always tell you, you should have a woman on the north side of town. You should have a woman on the south side of town. You should have one on the east side of town, one on the west side of town. And when you're doing it right, I don't tell you to go to dinner, but when you want some eye candy with you, you have two women come to eat dinner with you and choose the one you want to go home with. Okay? But what I'm saying to you guys is this. You should have some women in Florida, some in California, some in Maryland. You should have some in New Mexico. I don't know about Dakota and Wyoming. Yes, I don't know about those places. But what I'm also saying is you should have some in France, Italy, Spain. Have them in Europe. You got to have – God, do y'all – do y'all guys understand when a woman really wants to see you, that not only will she buy you a ticket, I'm going to give you an example, because I know you're kind of new to this, guys. I know you're kind of new to this UK, but I got to show you the Russian chick. So this chick right here, and I can't really show you her family shit, right? So one of my clients, UK. So one of my clients met this woman right here online. Now let me show you why what you're saying is wrong. See, one of my clients met this chick right here. Okay, this chick right here. All right, see this chick right here? All right, that's her. All right. That's her, and I'm going to show you one more of her. And that's her, and that's her. Okay, so that's her. When you're doing it right, a woman is going to pay for your flight and your hotel when you are doing it correctly. So if you're online, that's fine. Because if you're doing it right, they're going to fly you to spend time with them. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. But I know a lot of y'all guys can't see this yak I'm spitting here. Yeah, that's the chick. Yeah, the thing that y'all got to understand about women is don't think because she's online she's not touchable. Because when you spit that yak through your text messages, and your voice messages, and you go live on video, you give them the drug of M-A-N. And M-A-N, Yamin, is what is going to make her want to see you. She's going to want to see you during Christmas break or Thanksgiving holiday or weekend or whatever. That's how they set that up, man. So don't think that online is bad. I don't want y'all thinking that at all, guys, okay? That's the last thing I want y'all to think. Let me answer a few of these, and we're going to wrap this up. Absolutely. Let me see here. No, Ronan, I got something for you. Trust me. I got something for y'all guys. We're going to change the game up on Wednesday. I got you. I got you, though. We're going to change the game up a little bit. I got you. My boys are doing it already, and it's working like a charm. Oh, boy. It's working like a charm. Let's see here. What's up, True Savage? I want to say shout out to you, brother. What's up to you? Let's see what else is going on. I'm just going up the list to see if anyone's got questions. Let's see here. I appreciate that. Hey, listen. I'm just unked, man. I'm just, look, man. I'm 48. I'm old. I'm out the game, but I'm teaching y'all what y'all need to know because I tell all you guys at the end of the day, before I wrap all this up, I tell you guys at the end of the day that I just want your kids, if you want to have a legacy, or the people around you, to respect your fucking name. You guys don't know the importance of your name. You know, like how Vader's like, you don't know the power of the dark side. You don't know what your name is. You don't know what your name stands for, and that's what I'm trying to get y'all to see. What you stand for as a man. You got to stand on your name, but what does your name mean? She should want to know more about you because she's intrigued by the fact that what? Hey, you got options. You can make her laugh. You can make her smile. You can make her blush. You look like you have a life. You look like you're one of those guys that got women. I don't know whatever your whatever is, but if she knows it, you want to ride that wave. That's what I'm saying, gentlemen. That's what I'm saying. But guys, make sure y'all add me, themanmindset@gmail.com, because we might do a Riding with the Dean show. Okay? So we might do a Riding with the Dean show and stuff like that, man. That's something that's important. We answer questions and stuff. So just add me to Facebook or Twitter. I always post Ride with the Dean shows. We might do one tomorrow. But at the end of the day, guys, I'm trying to get y'all to see that you guys, I can't stress it upon you enough. You gotta look at the information that you're getting. And you gotta ask the question, who gives a flying? Okay, so some woman treated some guy bad and used him for his money. What does that got to do with you? Unless you were going down the same pathway as that guy, you should worry. But why do you care? I want you to know what's going on and keep your ear to the ground, yes. But I want you to start asking yourself the question, why do you care? Unless you don't believe in yourself enough to know that it's going to happen to you. And that's your truth. Because when you become a real man, you are not going to care what the other animals in the Serengeti think. What do they say? The lion eats. There's only one rule of the jungle. When a lion's hungry, he eats, right? That's the truth. But this is why all of this stuff that important, gentlemen. All this stuff is important. Because you're not using a woman if you're honest with her. You don't need to use women. Because I don't want you guys to be like, well, she uses guys. I should. No, that's not what it's about, man. That's not what it's about, man. That's not what it's about, okay? Not at all. And at the end of the day, that is really, really, really important is that you learn yourself. But you're not going to learn who you are and what you're worth by trying to be somebody else. Stop following the herd. Be single-minded. You don't have to follow the herd. You can, I'm not talking about no go your own way type crap. I'm talking about just being a man, dude. And I know I'm not trying to just be a man type of speech. No. Learn you by doing this. This is so simple. If I know there's only three laws that I have to follow as a man, and there are only three, okay? If I follow the three laws, then I am allowed to create everything else for my life when it comes to friends, family, and women. And that's the truth. And if you are the creator of your principles and things, why do you care with somebody who doesn't have principles, laws, rules, codes, narratives, vision statements, and legacy statements? If they don't have them, why are you concerned about somebody who is not on your level? I'm not saying not care about him, but I'm saying not care. Look, oh man, that's messed up, but that's none of my business. Because what he does in his life is his choice. He chose to pick a woman. He chose to allow this to happen. It's not going to happen to me. I'm moving my eyes forward, and I'm going that way. Single-minded, gentlemen. That's what I'm trying to teach you guys. That's what I need you to open up and see. I'm not trying, this will never be a cult. Let me see some of these things. Hey, UK. That's all I'm trying to see. If these guys are not getting you prepared for Valentine's Day weekend, if these guys didn't get you prepared for Halloween, if these guys don't get prepared you for Easter, if these guys don't give you deeper reasons why things are, then you got to, you know what? This is going to sound crazy. You can't question the person. You got to question you for listening to that person. Everybody is going to push a narrative, gentlemen. Okay? But it is up to you as a man to look at the person pushing the narrative and asking the question. Damn, why is he always bitching about women? Man, why is he always bringing up stuff that happens to somebody else? Shoot, I'm never going to be on that side of town. I'm never going to be in that city. I'm never going to be in that state. Hell, I might not even be dating that race of woman. So why is he pushing this? And why is this guy calling this a spoon, a book, a lawnmower, a set of keys? Why isn't this just a cup? A cup is a cup. Why are they telling me that this is not a cup? I keep telling y'all, man, people are going to do what they do. But I can't, and I'm not trying to sound bad, mean to this one. If you believe the bullshit and you get caught up, that's on you, man. Common sense ain't so common. And like you said, there's a lot of fake ones out there. But if they don't go into specifics, G, then that's why you got to question, why am I listening to somebody that's not hipping me to the fact that I've got a long road to go? Because if anybody's telling you going to be a doctor in a day, you can fly an airplane overnight, or you can do open heart surgery by listening to their product, you just as dumb as the guy that's selling the product. I'm sorry if you want to do that, but I'm telling you, this is the honest truth. I will never be a man until the day I die. You want to know why, gentlemen? Because unlike you, I'm still going up that mountain. The man is infinite. There's no ceiling. You keep going up. I've been doing this since I was 9 years old. I'm 48, and I'm still going. So what does that tell you guys who are just starting? You got to keep going. There is no, dude, listen, sure, women are going to see you as a man, but never see, listen, as soon as you say, that's it, or you cut yourself off, then that's your ceiling. What I'm saying to you guys, you are infinite. You have not even this. Man, you know what? I was watching a movie. At Christmas time, I'm a cupcake, and I love Scrooge. I love Scrooge. That's Ebony. Look, hold on, let me tell this guy. Hold on a second. If I like assholes like Squidward or SpongeBob, and I like Ebenezer Scrooge. Love Ebenezer. Ebenezer's a straight-up asshole. Love him. What I'm saying, there's a show that I saw. I'll tell you the show because I want y'all to know. The show is called The Man Who Invented Christmas. It's about, guys, y'all need to check this out. It's about Charles Dickens. But why is that important? And when I saw it, and I posted it on Facebook, y'all see me, I always post that shit. y'all get a chance, if y'all got DirecTV, Cody, or whatever, look up, it's on Showtime, and y'all can watch it for free if y'all got Showtime Express, whatever. It's called The Man Who Invented Christmas. But why is that important? Now, I'm going to talk about that tomorrow on Wednesday as well. It's because how it's not the end result of the movie A Christmas Carol. It's how Charles Dickens used his imagination, his creativity, and his adventurous self to come and take parts and put it together and create that book. That's why I want you to write. And this happened in 1843 in London. 1843. Dickens finds himself in trouble after writing three unsuccessful books. Back to back to back. He gambled on himself, but he had to come up with the perfect script. And what you watching this is how your mind should be working at all. Man, this is in 1843. This is before Metal. This is before Hopergamy. This is before the Seduction Community. This is before Pickup Artists and the Styles Book the Game and Mystery Method. This was before the goddamn internet, before TVs. 1843, I'm taking you back, because I'm trying to show you guys that the game was going on mentally before the internet, gentlemen. And it's called The Man Who Invented Christmas. I like to give that to y'all. Please write that down, okay, before I wrap the show up. Let me see if there's any calls before I wrap the show up. Shit. Let me check and see if there's any calls, because I'm about to wrap the show up. Okay, about to shut the show down. Now, guys, like I said before I wrap this up, Clayton, fly over here to Denver. I'll show you some shit, y'all. Y'all are fucking crazy. I love y'all, man. I love y'all. But what I'm saying to all you guys out there, the reason I want you to watch The Man Who Invented Christmas is because I want you to see the thinking of what he created, how he created. And guys, what I'm trying to show you is that your mindset and the way you think can go beyond what you think right now. For a lot of you guys, before I wrap this up, a lot of you guys feel like you can't go far. And you know what? That's going to be the subject, The Man Who Invented Christmas, number one. Because we're going to be, it's going to be Sucker Me Season Eve anyway. Wednesday night. Well, no, we're going to be 2 days away from Sucker Me Season. But it is called The Man That Invented Christmas. This happened in 1843, gentlemen. And this is going to prove my point that for those that, listen, unsuccessful in utilizing your mind, and when the going gets tough, keep churning and keep growing and keep going up that mountain. Dude, we're going to talk about that on Wednesday, and we're going to change the game up from approaching. We're going to elevate the game of approaching. I got something new for y'all, and we're going to be running with that until the cows come home. And I'm going to show you that. We're going to set that up too. So anyway, guys, let me go and see if there's any last. Look at y'all, man. Let's see here. Woman like to say warm and said, the world is yours. Hey, G, that's what I'm talking about. The world will always be yours. But gentlemen, before you conquer the world outside yourself, conquer the world in yourself. Guys, I'm not trying to sound cakey right here, but man, we got three. Well, okay. You know what? We got 3 hours and 45 minutes. So I'm going to say, all right, hold on. What I'm saying is this to you guys, and this is important, okay? No, Kings 88. It's an attack. See, okay, let me explain what I did, Kings 88. Ground Zero connects to Conversation Class 1. So everything connects. It's all a connection. So wherever you go, all the pieces are going to still connect because we're going in one direction. So whichever one you want to get now, yes, chronological order from 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, Ground Zero. But you can go to Conversation 1 to connect that with that. Because when you do the home assignments, all that's going to connect. And once I get my voice together, I'll be moving because my voice has been kind of hoarse lately. I think it's getting better. I got to get y'all 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 from Ground Zero. But I'm going to do something different. I got an idea. And I got the idea when I was writing a new poetry track. And I was like, I got an idea. So I might hit y'all with that. We'll see. But anyway. But what I'm saying to you guys out there that's important is for you guys out there, man. Wednesday is on day. Wait a second. Mike, you in the room right now. Look, guys. Mike is like my top student. Mike is one of my top students. Now, Mike, just say hello, Mike. Mike, you there, Mike? Where's my dog Mike at? What's good? Hey, Mike. Mike, I'm always using yourself because you are my top student. Mike. Hold on, Mike. Mike, you don't have to be on the edge of your seat, Mike. I got you. I'm going to show you, Mike, and I want you to tell. Mike, can tell the chat room. Hold on, Mike. Watch this, Mike. Hold on, Mike. Let me see if I can find this shit. Hold on. Hey, Mike. Go to your Facebook, Mike. I'm going to show you. Hold on. Let me see. Mike. No. Mike. I'll call you, Mike. But, Mike, I just want you to see. Wait, hold on. No, wait. You know what? Wait. Mike, call the show real quick. Mike, call the show and open up your Facebook. Call the show and I want you to open your Facebook. Call the show, Mike, and open your Facebook. Because I want to see and hear the look on your face when I show you this. Now, Mike, you ready? Let me see if he's calling in. Hold on, guys. Mike, call in. As soon as you call in, I'm going to send it to you. Now, I want you to look at it, and then you can tell. You don't tell the chat room, but you can see what the game changer is. So go ahead and call in the show, Mike. 515-605-9373. Come on, Mike. Mike's my top student. So Mike's one of my top students. So I'm gonna give him a sneak peek, but I'm gonna let Mike tell you. But like I told you, don't believe me. I want y'all to hear from Mike, and I'm gonna do it unscripted. So when Mike calls in, I'm gonna send it to him. I want him to look at it, and I want y'all to get an authentic reaction from Mike. Wait for Mike to call in. Mike, will you hurry up and call in? I ain't got much time. What is that? Oh, Mike, you gonna flip on this one, dog? Mike, are you calling in? Mike, are you calling in? Mike, oh, there you are. Is that you? Okay. All right, Mike, you there, brother? You there, Mike?
Yo.
All right, you there, brother? Okay. You got your Facebook open?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Now, look, don't say nothing. I just want to know your reaction. You ready?
Hold on, okay.
Please. I'm finding your name. Hold on. No. Hey, dog. Mike, game changer. Game changer, right. Mike.
I want to say shit. I'm going to check it.
All right, I want you to check it, but I want you to hear. I want to hear your thought. Just click on that. Click on that, Mike.
Okay.
And I'm gonna find this. Let me know when you click on it, and I'm gonna walk you through it real quick.
I'm clicking on it right now. It's open. Hold up.
And watch the video. Just watch the video. Watch the video. Watch the video at the top. Is it playing?
Hold up. It's loading. It's loading right now. Hold up.
I'm watching it right now. It's gonna be like, five. What? Look at what? What's up? Game changer.
Wait. Hold on, I'm watching it right now.
Game changer, Mike. Mike, do you see it?
Oh, shit. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike, and it gives you a, I can't say it, but Mike.
No, bro, like I said, I'm so excited. I don't want to, like, I ain't trying to give shit away, but, like, bro, absolutely. I'm so ready to start shooting, bro.
Ain't nobody understand what I they ain't ready for this audio, Mike. They still worried about hypergamy, and they worried about the Me Too movement and all this other stuff. they ain't ready for this stuff. Ain't nobody pushing this out.
Nope.
When they get this and add on to the Approach Boot Camp, is a done
Steve, I told you, man, I done built the whole empire listening and following the technique. I was like, what the fuck could this possibly be, bruh?
Now you see it, huh? And now you see it, yeah?
God damn, right?
Hey, when I tell you I got something to do that's going to change the game, I ain't bullshitting that ever, Mike. Game changer.
Steve, I was nervous, man. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I had to make sure it was legit first. When I realized it's legit, it's a damn dollar. It's a wrap.
Hey, Steve, I got a little cold. Dude, I'm fighting a little flu. I'm outside of 7-Eleven right now. Just got some NyQuil. I'm excited as fuck, bro. I'm just being real. Hey, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm going to be there Wednesday for fucking sure.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that in Scrooge. I mean, that Christmas thing. We're going to talk about that, and I'm going to have a slideshow for them and walk them through and show all the stuff they got to do. But it connects to your profile setup. It connects to all the plugins, right? There's a connect. It all connects. It's a game changer.
That's wild, bro. That is wild as fuck. All right.
Right.
We all know, man.
Hey, we all know. Hey, dog, when I saw it, I said, oh, shit. The game just changed. The game just ran into a revolution. It's a revolution. The game just just swung to it on a new level now. It just swung, bro. So guys, and it's
no excuses now, fellas. No excuses now, fellas. Yeah. Y'all should have a thousand bitches apiece, man. No excuses.
It's tap tap. Hey, it's really a tap, right? Right, Mike? It's a tap. Right?
Man.
Tap.
Yeah.
Tap.
That's it's crazy.
Mike, a tap. That's it.
That's wild, man. Hey.
Tap.
That's smooth
tap,
as fuck,
Mike.
Bro. That's smooth as fuck.
No.
Damn.
I got y'all, though. Gotcha. So I got
always
y'all.
Evolving, man. That's how you stay ahead, man. God damn.
Oh, yeah. Always. So I wanted to make sure. So I'm about to wrap this up. Yeah, hold on a second. I tell you guys. Hold on a second. Where the fuck is my? All right, I'm gonna tell him right now. Hold on. Okay. Yeah. So I'm about to wrap this show up, but guys. So. Your homework assignment, guys, for this week, addthemanmindset@gmail.com, guys. If you get a chance, guys, make sure you look at the movie or try to download it. Look at The Man Who Invented Christmas. Watch the trailer if you want, but I'd rather you watch the movie. We'll be talking about that on Wednesday. And then on Wednesday also, we're going to be talking about a new way of approaching women. We're adding something to it that's going, it's going to change the game for y'all, man. It's going to change the game. Okay, yeah. So, no, not Krumpus. Watch, guys, make sure y'all watch The Man Who Invented Christmas, please. Okay, guys, that's your homework assignment, guys. If y'all need me, hit me up at themanmindset@gmail.com. Also, Hey, freelance and whiskey. Y'all my dogs too. Freelance, whiskey. Freelance whiskey. Hit me on Facebook. I'll show y'all. Y'all been riding with me for a minute. Freelance whiskey. Tyler. Tyler, don't you have Facebook, Tyler? Tyler, send me a message. And Tyler, send me a message with your number. And I'm going to show you something, Tyler. Hey, Mike just saw that shit. It's a hybrid of offline and online. No. This is more online. Now, whiskey, you've been riding for a second. Whiskey. No, I just show, Mike, show whiskey. Whiskey, look at that. Look at that whiskey. And go ahead, don't tell them what it is, whiskey, but look at that whiskey. Just show it with whiskey. Talk to me, whiskey, online real quick. What you think, whiskey? I want to see what whiskey thinks. Whiskey, you see it? Whiskey, where you at, whiskey? I want even whiskey to say something. I got to wrap this up. I'm just trying to see what whiskey thinks. Whiskey, you see what I'm saying, whiskey? No, guys, this is going to add to your approach, guys. We're just adding it to that, okay? That's no respect to you, True. I'm waiting for whiskey to say something. Where is whiskey at? Mm-hmm. Waiting on whiskey. Whiskey ain't saying nothing. give me a second. We don't set this up. I'll give you the right link, but I'll just show you the click, the video of it, Tyler. Hey, Tyler, call into the show real quick. Whiskey, you see what I'm saying, Whiskey? Tyler, call into the show real quick. Tyler. Hurry up, Tyler. Call into the show real quick before I go. I'm about to wrap the show. Hurry up, Tyler. Call in. Two-five-four, what's up, man?
Hey, yo, I know what it is, and I'm not gonna say anything. But if I'm wrong, like you can add me on Facebook, and I'll type what it is. But if I'm wrong, which I'm pretty sure I'm not, I think I know what it is.
Stay right there. Hold on, wait. I want you. Hey, wait, hold on, Tyler, you there?
Yeah.
All right, Tyler.
I'm. Yes.
Hold on, real quick. You ready, Tyler?
Yeah.
All right. Go check your Facebook real quick. Check your Facebook.
All right, hey, I really like your smile. I know you're busy, but if you ever want to go out and get some coffee, let me know, okay?
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You there?
Smooth motherfucker. All
right.
Now, click on that link. I said, click on that link. Don't say nothing, but just click on that link before we wrap it up. Click on that
in
link.
The messenger?
Yes, and the message. I just sent you. I hit you back on your Gmail.
Oh, you hit me in the Gmail. Okay. All right. Looking at the link, I'm going to turn it down so I ain't blasting it.
You watching it?
Yeah, yeah. I got it, man. Dude,
so what's
no
your
more
thoughts?
Fucking bent up cars. No more bent up cars in my pocket.
Hey! I just want to know what you think. I mean, y'all mean you like
it? I think it's funny. I like it, man. Like, I totally, like, I was just at this drive-up window, man, and I don't want to get any more cars.
And guess what? That could have been it, right? In the drive-thru, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's just what it would have happened, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like it.
That's what I say, my buddy.
Come on. I like it, man. It's all good. Wednesday?
Yeah, we'll be talking about Wednesday, okay?
All right, you're going to walk us through.
Walk us through and all that stuff. Yeah, we're going to be doing that on Wednesday.
All right, man.
So that's what we're going to do. So.
All right, I'll be quiet.
Yeah,
I'll be
good.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Guys, all right, I'll talk to you later. Hey, guys, themanmindset@gmail.com. Hit me up, guys. Wednesday, we're going to be talking about it. I got to get out of here, man. I got to roll. But I will definitely talk to y'all. Let's see. Yeah, Wednesday. We're breaking down Wednesday, guys. I'm the Dean. Make sure y'all check out Riding with the Dean tomorrow. And we'll go from there, guys. Peace. All right, man. I'll see you later, T-Dog. I got to get on with this thing. I got to get this game going, man.
All right, man. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't try to blow it. I just fucking tired of those goddamn cards, man.
All right, hold on. Hey, wait. 602, what's up, man? Hold on, hold on a second. 602.
Hey, how do you get unblocked off of your YouTube?
Oh, what do you mean blocked? What did you do to get blocked?
I was making fun of the little Holly waitress thing that you did. You know, when you had a little girl, you were talking about when you had a date. You were doing a little Holly waitress thing. I was making funny.
Yeah, why was you making fun? Why was you playing around in the room and shit?
Oh, I was drunk that night, man, messing around, man. But I want to get back in the chat.
Well, yeah, well, I'll tell you what I need you to do. Well, just I don't know what your name is, and I don't want to look for it. Just create
another Tyler. It's Tyler. It's the Phoenix Tyler, 602 Tyler.
All right, well, send me an email with it, and I'll try to find it, and I'll try to do it that way, okay? Just send me an email,
all right,
okay?
All right, I appreciate it. All right.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah, I'm going to go ahead, guys. I got to roll. I'm trying to get this shit. What the fuck? Hold on. It ain't go through. Shit. Hold on. Tyler. All right, I'm going to go ahead. I got to roll, guys. Yeah, Tyler, I'll get with you tomorrow on Wednesday on that shit, man.